Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing out there? Sorry I'm late. I know I'm a little bit late. I had to heat up the coffee, so I can't do the show without the coffee, and I was running a little, I woke up a little later today than I usually do, so I'm sorry about that. Lots of things going on. They are pushing Putin, from my understanding, from what I'm getting, to use a nuke. Now, he's really being pressured into doing this and just end the whole thing. They're like, why are we stressing our resources? Why are we wasting our time? Let's just get it over with. Folks, this is heating up really bad. I don't think you understand just how bad. But, folks, stay with me on this. I'm going to get into all of it. Pascal Nazati interview is up at ninoscorner.tv, and I got to tell you, it's different. It's different. Oh boy, is it different. I didn't know what to think the whole time. You can't help but like the guy. I like the guy. I really do. I want to believe him. It's almost like, it almost felt like story time in the classroom, or like, I don't know, maybe like a bedtime story or something. I was like, wow, this is so fantastical. This is so amazing. I don't know. I leave it up for you all to decide. That's what I do. My guests are for your disposal, folks. For all of you, decide who you want to listen to. I bring the buffet. You all pick and choose what you want. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. You can also Venmo me, D-Rod, 1977. D-Rod, 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, it's about bullying. Can you believe I still get bullied this age? I'm still getting fucked with. On the internet, I mean, I could never see these people. See, back in the day, back in my day, you used to just give a kid a bloody nose. Or I used to knock their vertebrae out of their neck. They have to go to the hospital. But, yeah, still happening. I mean, it's pretty disgusting what I'm seeing on the internet. When the lights go out on Amazon. So this, I think bullying now is a lifelong thing. If you're doing anything that's credible or having some success, you're going to get bullied. It's just, there's a lot of jealous people out there, folks. Also, The Mexican Mix, my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. That's also on Amazon. Leave an honest review, folks. Please, por favor. So, things are getting heavy, and from my understanding, they're not going to slow down at all. This is not slowing down. If you're buckled up already, you're going to have to tighten your seatbelt, maybe add another one on. This is going to get serious. It's going to a point of no return, and we're going to pray and hope. It's when my guests say a Red Sea moment, they really mean that. Like, this is going to come down to God intervening. It's going to be the extinction of humanity, and what does God want? That's how scary this is going to get. That's not a lie. I'm already there mentally. Everything that's kind of already progressed and happened, we've talked about this on ninoscorner.tv many, 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 many times. I already know where I am there already. I'm at the finish line saying, all right, folks, all right, this is what we have to do. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, boy. Time to set the ghetto timer. The ghetto timer. Yeah, 30 minutes is good. Folks, get your noble gold. You better do it now. Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar in U.S. Treasury and buying more gold. The good news is it is predicted to go up even more. Of course it is. Everything, all the banks are failing. All money's going to go down the drain. They're getting ready to lose it. OPEC is getting ready to trash the dollar. It's over. Better get your gold. I'm serious. Get your gold. Whoever you get it from, just get it. UBS even said it would go up another. Would go up to 5,000. Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing off the hook, folks. Everyone wants to get to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free 1/4 ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com, and get started on that. I'm going to tell you, you won't be sorry. That's who I use. I suggest using them. I don't really know anybody else, you know. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Is it? Is Getter Nino's? Yeah, it is. Ah, this coffee's good today. This coffee's good. You like my Scooby-Doo cup? My Scooby-Doo. Whoa, whoa. I can't do so. I don't know if I can do Scooby-Doo. Whoa, whoa. Ah, fuck. Did that sound close? I don't know. Maybe not. Sometimes I just practice in the mirror. It doesn't come out the same way. Shit. Rumble, Nino's Corner. X, Nino Boxer. X is Nino Boxer. There's a lot of drama on X, I gotta tell you. More drama on X than anywhere else. PatriotWear.com. Beep, bing, right there. PatriotWear. Get yourself a hat, a shirt. I got some OG line, OG President's line coming out. This is dope. It's dope. I have Abe Lincoln with sunglasses and a big gold chain. I mean, it's cool, man. I like it. I'm gonna be wearing them. Nino's Corner.tv. I got Jan Halper up right now. Juan O'Savin is coming up as well. Mike King. Oh, this is a good one. The Mike King one where we talk about Mr. T in his younger years exposing you-know-what and his whole mission to expose what happened in September of that dreadful year, that dreadful day and that dreadful year in 2001? When did 9/11 happen? Was it 2000? No, it was 2001, wasn't it? Yeah, damn. That's how long ago that was. I mean, I can't even. Seems just like yesterday. So Pascal Najati is up right now. Chris Burgard and Nick Searcy, the War on Truth. Whoa, this one's big. Man. I suggest you go watch their documentary. It's worth it. It's worth the 2 hours of your time. Everybody needs to be watching this documentary. The War on Truth movie.com. I think promo code is Nino. I don't even know how much you get off on that. I'm sorry. I watched it, and I'm going to tell you what. I was like, I already know what happened. You know, guys, I already know. Nah, I didn't know until I watched it. Until I watched it, I was like, man, this is way worse than I thought. Way, 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 way worse. Get over to the waronTruthmovie.com and watch this. And sit your family down. Sit your family down and watch it. Brad Olson is going to come on. We're going to be talking about aliens. Rosangel Perez. We're going to be talking about entertainment news. I'm going to be getting on with her. I don't know if I do it today or tomorrow. I got to check my schedule. I'm not very organized. Trisha Morrison. You guys remember the fighter Tommy Morrison? Hey, yo, Tommy. Tommy Morrison, he was in Rocky V. Turned out to be a really great, stellar heavyweight. He had a left hook. He had that looping left hook. Mine was a little my hook was better. I think my hook was the best in boxing. My hook was wah! Over, done. Like a viper, like a cobra. I didn't have a real long looping. I could have do it all. I could have done it all though, but Tommy Morrison, we're going to be talking about him, and he was a great white hope for a long time. I used to love that guy. I thought he was an amazing fighter. Anyway, Trisha Morrison's going to be coming on talking about what really happened to old Tommy, and we're going to uncover it right here on FluffTube. I'm going to try to do it on FluffTube. It might be edited, but it is really dark. What happened to that guy is really dark. Did they take him out? I don't know. She's going to say it. She's going to reveal a lot about Tommy Morrison, and that's going to be on Nino's Corner. Well, it's going to be on FluffTube, Nino's Corner, but maybe the unedited raw version will be on ninoscorner.tv because she's, boy, this is crazy. Dustin Nemos is coming on, and folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. Did my voice just crack right there? I think it did. I think my voice just went up another octave by itself. I didn't mean it to do that. pretty neat. All right. So FBI. Oh, one thing. FBI admits Hunter Biden laptop is real. It's authentic. Pretty interesting. NATO to begin sending U.S. troops to Russia. So what did I say? I told you this was happening. It's getting to that point. They have to escalate it. Folks, you're not going to believe what's coming. What's coming, in my opinion, for FluffTube, is a nuclear showdown. We're going to get to that point. And I know if there could be a song that just plays on every news broadcast, on every radio station, it would be Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight, I feel. Can you feel it coming in the air tonight? I mean, I know we can all feel it, right? I feel it. Like every day I wake up and I'm like, man, what's going to happen today? What moves are going to be made today to inch us that much closer to nuclear war? And I mean this when I say this. We are coming to that point, and we are coming to a point of Red Sea, a Red Sea moment that people are going to be on the edge of their seats. This is not a joke. We called the gut punch. We called the gut punch, and it happened. Now something else is going to happen. We're going to edge closer to a nuclear conflict, probably with Russia. It looks like Russia. And it's going to scare the shit out of everybody. And I know you can all feel it. We are going that direction. And to be quite honest, you can cut the tension with a knife. You can cut the tension with a knife. Both sides are going all in. And one side's going all in only to save their own asses. That's it. So even after the 34 count guilty felony charges, Trump is growing in popularity. And as Biden realizes, they won't be able to do in 24 what they did so well in 2020, which we all know what that is. And it's very obvious. So what they're going to try to do this time around is like, damn, oh shit, I don't know what to do. What do? Let's put up billboards all across America calling Trump a convicted felon. That ought to work. In my opinion, that's only going to work, wake up people further and piss off more people. Give me a thumbs up if you agree with me on that. I don't see this working. Billboards are springing up all over every state in America calling Trump. And they're going to have people on there like average American folk up there going, you know, I used to be a Trump supporter, but I can't back a convicted felon. Really? You know what's going to happen? Boom, backfire. It's going to fuck your – I'm telling you right now. It's just going to piss people off. It's just going to piss people off. Thank you, Robert Kennedy, for the super chat. In fact, I'm utterly surprised we made it this far without anything happening, to be quite honest, folks. Like, I expected a lot more to be going down by where we're going into June. We're in June. Damn, we are in June. We are in June. Okay. Yeah, I thought more would be happening, but if you're paying attention, you know a lot is. You got to remember, but through the Juanito interviews, the Bo Pony interviews, and all this, thank you, Robert Kennedy. Yo, thank you. You got to understand that certain dates and times on the calendar are very, very important to these people. So they go accordingly in order to absorb the power of the date, absorb the time. So the calendar and dates are very important to that. And that's why I have Bo Pony on, because I'm telling you right now, he's a time analyst, and I'm going to say this. I think he's right there, man. He's in the sphere of this shit. Give me a thumbs up if you like Bo Pony, because I do. They did not expect Mr. T to still be here, folks. They didn't. They thought he was going to be done and out a long time ago. The fact that he's still in the game, which we all knew he was still going to be in the game, but the fact that he's still in the game is scaring the shit out of them, which is pushing us closer to World War III, okay? That's why we're getting closer and closer. And guess what, folks? Who has the football? It's all part of the game, folks. Who has the football? Yeah, you all know. I have to say it like that. It's the football. The football. Don't put it in here. Whatever you say, whatever you do, do not put it in here. So Mr. T keeps gaining ground while absorbing more moderates and people on the fence. You thought old Kennedy would do that, huh? Doesn't look like it. It looks like the gig is up with him. I mean, he's fading away like a fart. Bye. See you later. Oh, you're gone. So it looks like the showdown is Biden and Trump. I'll be really surprised if we make it to a debate. I that's just me. I don't know how you all feel. I'm just kind of like, I don't know about a debate, man. Let's see what happens with that. I feel like there's going to be some shenanigans. When is a debate supposed to happen? Isn't it June something? June, it's this month, isn't it? I think it's this month. I think it's this month. But old Biden, I guess he hopes like hell he can run on calling Trump a felon and squirm out of the debate, if you ask me. That's what I think he's trying to do. Oh, it's going to be on CNN or something like that. Isn't that what it is, CNN? And they're going to be commercial breaks. So you know that every time Mr. T gets on a roll or starts saying something, they're going to be, oh, well, let's go to commercial break. And they're just going to cut to commercial break. And I think that's just what how this is going to roll out, in my opinion. But as all this happens, escalate, World War, what Juanito likes to call it, so fondly, four. He says World War III was really the Cold War with Russia. And if you know about anything about Juanito, he had a lot to go. Yeah, I mean, he did some things in Russia. But now NATO is wanting to send U.S. troops. And you all think I'm full of shit when I say, you know, hey, you know, the draft is going to come back. If he gets in, which not going to happen. But if he does, they are planning. Believe me when I tell you, Generation Z looks like they could be, in my humble opinion, the draft for Gen Z is coming. Because they want as many people out there as they can, as what? Well, as the southern border remains open. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, Biden just signed an executive order. He's shutting the border down. We're coming into November, folks. He's doing whatever he can to save his ass. And it's pretty amazing to watch, if you ask me. Thank you, Robert Kennedy. Once again, you're awesome. Wow, Robert Kennedy, give him a hand. Give him a... everyone give him a standing ovation. This is pretty impressive. Thank you, Robert Kennedy. I appreciate you. So buckle up, America. Buckle up because the fun's just beginning. And we're getting ready to go into a financial storm soon. We're in it now. But what kind of event will cause some kind of financial collapse? If you watch Bo Pony, he thinks he has the dates. I don't like to predict anything. Because for obvious reasons, people hold you to that. But this is about to get really interesting. Man, Robert Kennedy's killing it. Thank you, Robert Kennedy. Wow. Man. Thank you. Breaking. NATO now planning to get U.S. troops to the front line to fight Russia. What are they thinking? Well, NATO has disclosed its preparations to deploy American troops to European front lines in the event of a full-scale conflict with Russia. You're kidding me. So innovative land corridors are being established to expedite the movement of soldiers through Central Europe, bypassing local bureaucratic hurdles. This strategic setup enables NATO forces to swiftly react should Putin's aggressive actions in Ukraine extend westward. Reports suggest that these plans also encompass provisions for potential Russian attacks. In such scenarios, troops could mobilize through corridors in Italy, Greece. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, Tanya. could mobilize through corridors in Italy, Greece, and Turkey to reach the Balkans and alternatively advance towards Russia's northern border via Scandinavia. So here we go. They got the plans all filled out. All the details are right here, folks. NATO has disclosed its preparations to deploy American fucking troops. You see where this is going. Now, if you keep poking the bear's going to bite you. If you keep poking the bull, you're going to get the horns. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm the type of personality that you fuck with me enough and I finally blow up. I was always that guy in the bar that ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba in my ear. I'm like, dude, shut up, man. Leave me alone. Dude, come on, man. I don't want any problems. Just back off, please, bro. I was always that guy. I was always trying to defuse the situation. I was always just like, man, come on, bro. I don't want to deal with this. And then finally, I snap. And it's ugly. It's ugly when I snap. But I got to tell you, you can only take so much. And Russia can only take so much. They can only take so much. And this is all engineered. Multiple Trump witnesses have received significant financial benefits from his businesses and campaign. You don't say. Witnesses in the various criminal cases against the former president have gotten pay raises, new jobs, and more. If any benefits were intended to influence testimony, that could be a crime. So here they're going to keep going after them, folks. You need to understand and realize this. They're not going to slow down. This is not going to just stop. 9 witnesses in the criminal cases against former President Donald Trump have received significant financial benefits, including large raises from his campaign, severance packages, new jobs, and a grant of shares and cash from Trump's media company. So now they're going to go after him for this. They're not going to stop. Folks, this is all in warp speed. Here we go. The benefits have flowed from Trump's businesses and campaign committees, according to ProPublica analysis of public disclosures, court records, and security filings. One campaign aide had his average monthly pay double from $26,000 to $53,500. They're looking up this guy's ass with a microscope. They're going to find something, anything, everything, and bring it to the table. What is it? Everything's on the table, or is everything nothing's off the table? Or is every? Why does that confuse me? Why is that so hard for me? Because they both make sense. Because if I say everything's on the table, that makes sense. If I say, hey, it's all off, like the gloves are, hey, it's all off the table, that also makes sense. They both make sense to me. And that's why I can't remember which one it is. On the table, to the table. See, you guys don't even know. To the table, on the table, everything is on the table. Shit. All right. FBI confirms in court that Hunter Biden's laptop is authentic, folks. The witness, while examining the laptop, detailed the methods used by the FBI to authenticate it. During the testimony, as Jensen handled the laptop, Hunter's wife, Melissa Cohen Biden, visibly disagreed and conversed with Hollywood attorney Kevin Morris seated beside her. Folks, I have some really big guests, by the way, coming up on Nino's Corner. TV. I don't think you understand the magnitude of these guests. They're going to be massive. And guess what? I'm going to ask them real questions, unlike other people. I'm going to ask them real quick. Did you guys like my Pascal Nazar interview? It was pretty good. The DOJ has already recognized the laptop's authenticity in previous court documents. However, prosecutors had Jensen reconfirm its legitimacy to the jury, emphasizing its crucial role as evidence in the case. The laptop includes critical WhatsApp messages, iMessages, and text messages pertinent to the proceedings, folks. This is going to be good. Biden labels Trump a convicted felon during Connecticut fundraiser. Something snapped in this guy. So now Biden is going to run on this. And this is all they needed, folks. This is really all they needed, because now billboards are springing up all over America, Texas, Arizona, all over America, especially red states. They're going to be putting these billboards. They're going to be putting these billboards up everywhere. Main objective, they're going to run on this. They're going to take this all the way to the finish line in hopes of making it what? Believable. Love the Jen Halper interview. All good. That's great. Thank you, Diana. So, President Joe Biden accurate. And I got to read it, folks. This is what they're saying, okay? I get it from most liberal news sources. This is what I get it from anyway, but you know what I'm saying. President Joe Biden accurately labeled former President Donald Trump as a convicted felon at a Connecticut fundraising event. He accurately did that. So just so you know, just in case you have any doubts, they had to put it in here that he accurately labeled him a convicted felon. Just so you know, there wasn't any foul play. There wasn't any no shenanigans. It was accurate. It was accurate. Just so you know, he accurately labeled former President Donald Trump a convicted felon at a Connecticut fundraising event, perhaps signaling an aggressive campaign approach following Trump's 34 guilty verdicts last week. For the first time in American history, a former president that is a convicted felon is now seeking the office of the presidency. For the first time. Yeah. The other ones just didn't get caught. Unless you're Sancho. When you're Sancho, you get caught and you don't give a shit. You like to get caught. You like the felonies because it makes you more of a man. You have bigger balls. You're willing to do things others will not do. I don't give a shit. I've been to jail many fucking times. And I love it. I love it. I love the jail. Oh. Era Sancho for presidente. You all know you want Sancho for president. If that guy really did exist, you guys would be voting for him, right? Give me a thumbs up, honestly, if you would vote for Sancho in a time like this. I take care of everything. Don't fucking worry about it. I'll take care of it. You have no problems no more. I take care of everything. I fucking do it. You have no fucking problems. I'm telling you right now, if that motherfucker existed, you all would be voting for Sancho for president. Believe me, I whoop some ass. I take no fucking prisoners. I'd be speaking Biden on the bottom, okay, like this, like I'm his fucking daddy. We need more Sanchos in the world. I'm trying to do that. I am spreading my seed. Georgia Appeals Court will review decision on Trump case DA, bringing another delay. The Georgia Court of Appeals has granted oral arguments after former President Donald Trump appealed a decision allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. Yeah! You know what I usually do after that. District Attorney Fannie Willis to stay on the criminal case involving Trump and others. The court's decision likely further diminishes chances that the Georgia election interference case goes to trial this year. In March, Fulton Judge Scott McAfee allowed Willis to remain on the case. If the special prosecutor she had been in a romantic relationship with resigned, that special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, resigned. It doesn't say resigned. I guess it is resigned. Trump and other defendants who first raised allegations of a conflict of interest appealed McAfee's decision. Oh, thank you. Thank you for all the news worth hearing. Hey, yo, patience. I like that name. That's something I don't have much of. The appeals court must now hear and rule on the question within two terms or about 6 months. According to the court, cases docketed in the current term must be decided by November 1st. The motion to reconsider must be adjudicated, I think I said that right, by November 18th. McAfee is unlikely to set a trial date before that time, meaning the case almost certainly remains unresolved before the November election. Though pretrial hearings are expected to continue. I think it effectively ends the ability of this case to get to trial before election day. Man, they're trying their asses off, aren't they? Man, they're doing everything they can. Everything they can. So out of panic, Biden changes the rules. What does he do? New policy suspends asylum claims for most migrants entering the U.S. unlawfully. How many have entered already? I don't know. Up north of 20 million, from what I understand, since he's been in. Let me just say that again. That's crazy to even think about. Northwards of 20 million since this guy has been there. The executive action kicks in whenever the seven-day average of unauthorized crossings along the southern U.S. border exceeds. Once it exceeds, it has to exceed a certain limit, 2,500. So President Joe Biden on Tuesday took executive action to temporarily suspend the processing of most asylum claims at the southern U.S. border when the seven-day average of unauthorized crossings exceeds 2,500. Senior administrative officials told reporters that the measures would take effect immediately. Once the measure goes into effect, migrants who cross without authorization, absent exceptional circumstances, would not be eligible for asylum. Senior administrative officials said they expect to remove these individuals in a matter of days, not hours. Also, migrants who cross the southern border unlawfully and are processed for expedited removal would get a credible fear screening. What's a fear screening? A fear screening if they manifest a fear of returning to their country. So all they got to say is, oh, plus I'm scared. I don't want to go back. Plus they don't like me over there, mister. Please, mister officer. Pero I'm scared. I'm really scared. Please take me in. Okay, orale, let's go. Let's go have some beers. A fear screening. So basically now they know this. So if they just say, we're going to give you a fear screening. How scared are you to go back home? I'm really scared, sir. I'm fucking scared. All right, come on in. That's all you had to say. That's okay. Come on. Are you scared? I'm so scared. Then come on in. Are you scared? Boss, I'm scared. Come on in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you scared? Boss, I'm really scared, boss. Okay, come on in. Come on in. Are you scared? Boss, I'll mow your lawn. Orale, come on in. Orale. All right, folks. The ghetto timer went off. The ghetto timer went off. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not in carbs or fat or even in probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having a healthy weight as well as more energy and a long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this the caloric bypass. And by activating a specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands, of people dramatically improve their health, even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply address this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Everyone needs a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds. Himself using this research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone. His health is fantastic. And he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. Oh, boy. So, folks, you're going to want to get to thehealthyfat.com/Nino. Thehealthyfat.com/Nino. Click the link below. Folks, also, please, please share and like my videos. Por favor, I'm waiting on Maria to answer the email. Maria, I can't give you your cash money prices if you don't answer the email. Sancho cannot give you the love if you don't answer. So, Maria, you got to answer the email. Otherwise, third place will be bumped up to second. Second will be bumped up to first. And fourth will be bumped up to third. And if you guys stay tuned, I'm going to keep doing these. I think the next one will be a trip to Mexico. The next contest is still going to work. You guys want to go to Mexico with Sancho? Win a trip with Sancho. Stay the night with Sancho. So woman mayor dead. Woman mayor shot dead in Mexico day after Claudia Is it Sheinbaum historical presidential win? So now you all know what I think about her. There's been, how many deaths have there been since she was elected or in the process of being elected? How many deaths? Do you all know? There was like 30-something. Can you guys put it in here? I'm not exactly sure. I thought there was 36. There could be more. You lived in Cruces, huh? That's just up the street. Yeah. That's crazy. So 30-something. Nino raffling myself off. You guys know I've been 37? 40? Wow, man. Biden issues new executive order action, which is much of the southern border to close at midnight. So President Joe Biden issued long-expected executive actions on Tuesday to clamp down on migrants seeking asylum and, in doing so, set the stage for the U.S. border with Mexico to be shut down between ports of entry at midnight. The action and accompanying rule from the Biden administration allows the president to suspend asylum claims in between ports of entry when there is an average of 2,500 crossings a day. You guys realize how ridiculous this is? Ridiculous this is? Between ports of entry when there is an average of 2,500 crossings a day over a seven-day period. That's the threshold, folks. So multiple points of entry here, folks, and 2,500 at each point of entry is the cap. That's all we'll take. Oh, but just 20 feet over there, go ahead. Just right over there. Walk up another 30 feet, and they haven't had 2,500. They've had 2,300. So 200 people can go there. And then if you just go up another mile, maybe a mile, you can enter there too because they haven't had their cap. They're at 2,000. So just march up that way. We can't take you here, but you can cross over there. Once, just go up a little further. They haven't hit their cap yet. Just go up that way, and you'll cross just fine. This is insanity. Mexico unveils gender-neutral school uniform policy. Remember I told you, once she's elected, Mexico's going to change drastically forever. Mexico will no longer be the country you want to go visit to have some margaritas and pina coladas. Maybe, I'm telling you right now, folks, Mexico is going to change big time. I don't think they realized what's happening. Children who attend attend state-run schools in Mexico City will no longer have to abide by a gender-specific dress code for their school uniforms, government officials said on Monday. Claudia Sheinbaum, the Mexican capital's left-wing mayor, announced the new gender-neutral uniform policy during a press conference at a local school in the city. So they're going all in with this one. This is scary. You would not think Mexico. The machismo in Mexico, it's a very masculine-dominated country. They're going to change all that, believe me. The era when girls had to wear a skirt and boys had to wear trousers has been left behind. Wow. I think that's passed into history, Sheinbaum said. Boys can wear skirts if they want. Boys can wear skirts if they want, and girls can wear pants if they want. Do you all see what they're doing here? Did I not say things are going to change once she got in? The new policy would take effect immediately, the Mexican Education Ministry later said in a tweet. Sheinbaum, who took office in December, is only the second woman ever to govern the capital and campaigned on a platform promising improved rights for women. And you know those people, the very happy people, she's going to be behind that all the way. She's going to be pushing all these agendas into Mexico. Bye-bye, Mexico. Adios. You're done. Mexico is done, folks. Damn, that's sad. Holy shit. This is crazy. Wow, man. This is going to be so bad for Mexico. Mexico's in for it, man. I'm going to tell you right now, it's the same as who we have in office right now in America. This could be even worse. This could be even worse. Four migrants die from heat stroke dehydration in El Paso. I don't know. Play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. That's what I always say. Officials with U.S. Border Patrol said four migrants died this past weekend due to heat-related illnesses. During the past weekend, Border Patrol agents responded to several emergency situations involving individuals suffering from severe heat-related illnesses. I don't know. Maybe don't come here. Just a thought. Four migrants died due to heat stroke or dehydration, officials said. David, you're so mean. David, stop it. You're crazy, David. You're too mean, David. Pero they were thirsty, David. You know that all there's different points in the desert that has stations for these people when they're coming to America where they can cross and have a big, nice cooler of water waiting for them and sandwiches. Oh, they got food stations. They have food stations, water stations, all kinds of shit in the desert. They just need to know where they're going. It's crazy, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Chicago police tweak mass arrest policy ahead of Democratic National Convention. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling on Tuesday touted the nation's second largest police department as fully prepared to handle crowds of protesters expected during the Democratic National Convention. Why would they have protesters? Why? I thought everyone loved them in Chicago. Including new ways to handle possible mass arrests. So this is how they're going to practice. This is how they practice this right here. So you got to understand, as these protests develop, as people get pissed off and get out in the streets, the cops are practicing. And that's why I have people like San Joaquin Valley, David, my tocayo, on here talking about auditing the police. I believe, and a lot of you are like, no, back to blue, 100%. No, wait a second. Hear me out. These are the first line of defense and offense for us. They better be protecting our constitutional rights, folks. And that's why I bring people like that on my program, because they need to be audited. Police need to be audited. I'm talking, everyone should use it. Everyone has a camera phone. Always record the police. Chicago police have received fresh de-escalation training, while about 3,000 officers are undergoing specialized training to respond directly to civil unrest and the possibility of riots. You think they're going to give a shit about your constitutional rights? Don't think so. They're practicing. This is called practice. You better practice. Pull out your phone and record these guys. Mass arrest is a last resort. See, folks, I'm telling you right here, man. You got to watch these guys, because we don't even know who they are anymore, really. We don't know who they're hiring. Who are they hiring, really? Illegal immigrants that don't give a shit about you? Mass arrest is the last resort, Snelling said. But we know the realities of these types of situations, especially when the number of people we're expecting to converge upon Chicago is inevitable, that there's a possibility of vandalism. There's a possibility for violence, and we are prepared to deal with that. Now, how many of this do you think they'll just blame on crazy right-wing, crazy fanatics? I don't trust any of it, and that's why I always say I stay my ass home. I do all my shit on the internet. Por favor, please like and share this video. Get it out there. RNC website featured image of Ho Chi Minh City instead of Milwaukee. Now, I was going to ask you guys about this. What's your thoughts on this? I don't think it's a mistake. I don't think this is a mistake. I think they did this on purpose. But why? It's not some kind of mistake or accident. I want your opinion on this. Please leave it in the comments. The Republican National Convention, RNC, is set to be held in Milwaukee on July 15th. However, the convention's website featured a banner image of Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam for several months. Boston Globe reporter Sam Brody flagged the blunder on X on Tuesday morning. Why would they put that there? Do you guys, what's your thoughts on this? The image appears to be an iStock photo posted by Diversity Studio in 2019, shortly after Brody's post. The website image changed to a proper one of Milwaukee. Why would they have? But I don't think anything's by accident. What's your all's thoughts on this? Why would they put Ho Chi Minh? Just a question. I don't know. I'm asking you. I'm asking you, cabrón. The Fed quietly admits gold is replacing the dollar as collapse fear predicted to trigger a 15.7 trillion ETF Bitcoin price flip. What does that mean? I'm asking you. Bitcoin plus 2% has exploded into 2024, powered by the arrival of a fleet of spot Bitcoin exchange traded funds on Wall Street. Wow. The Bitcoin price has soared back into its all-time high of around 70,000 per Bitcoin. Fuck. People that bought this shit when they were like, what? What were people buying it for? Like $100 or less than that, right? I mean, some people got really rich off Bitcoin. I have friends that are gazillionaires off this stuff. Recovering from the 2020 crash, the Goldman Sachs crypto lead thinks could signal a Bitcoin price turning point. Now, after U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen issued a serious warning over the swelling $34 trillion U.S. debt pile, former billionaire and all-in podcast beastie Chamath, I don't know, has predicted Bitcoin could completely replace gold. Do you guys think that will happen? You think it'll replace gold? I mean, now it's like if you're not in Bitcoin, it seems to me like you're just kind of screwed. Me personally, I'm getting gold and silver. I feel I've talked to a few people that said gold and silver, man. The other stuff, all this other stuff's going to just, that's what I'm hearing. Now, I don't know. I don't have any proof on that. What's your all's thoughts? Are you guys going Bitcoin or are you guys going gold and silver? I feel like I'm just going to stick with gold and silver. No gold. Gold is God's money. Nothing will replace gold. XRP, I dabble with XRP as well. Yeah, I don't know, man. This is just so like up in the air for me. I am not a financial type of guy. Can't afford. Yeah, who can afford Bitcoin now? It's 70,000 a coin. Is that really what it is? Who the fuck can afford that? Silver, gold. Yeah, I'm going with gold and silver, man. Russia's law against LGBT propaganda is in full swing. Do you guys hear about this? You can be gay in Russia, but you can't put it in other people's faces and celebrate being prideful. No, you can't do it anymore. Oh, so screw who you want, but just do it at home. I guess they watched what happened to America and they're like, fuck that, Vladimir. No. U.S. seizes Scott Ritter's passport at airport. Scott Ritter. Is that the Three's Company guy? I thought he died. U.S. seizes Scott Ritter's passport at airport. Is that the fucking Three Companies guy? Remember that guy? Was his name Scott Ritter? What was his name? Also removed former New Jersey Superior Court Judge Andrew Napolitano from the same plane. Scott Ritter. Wasn't there a Ritter guy? Who is Ritter? John Ritter? John Ritter. That's who it was. Yeah, John Ritter. Former U.S. Marine and U.N. Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, not John Ritter, was physically stopped from visiting Russia today by U.S. government airlines. The U.S. State Department seized the passport of former Marine and U.N. Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, he said on Monday. So it's not the Three's Company guy. Did you guys ever watch that? I did when I was a kid. I used to watch The Hulk. Okay, just a throwback. The 70s. I was like 70s, early 80s. I used to sit there on TV, watch Scooby-Doo. I used to watch Scooby-Doo. I used to watch Three's Company. I was like, man, that's the luckiest guy alive. He lives with two hot chicks. I bet he's banging them out every night. But he wasn't in there, apparently. But Three's Company. Chips. Do you guys remember Chips? You guys remember Chips? Is it Jack Ritter or John Ritter? I don't know. Ritter was on his way to Russia for the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum when he was pulled off the plane and had his documents confiscated. Wow. Oh boy, they're going all in. So, in my opinion, I think the final war will be with AI. I don't know if it's going to be so much like Terminator, maybe, but I think they're going to be more human looking. And I think it's going to be, I think this time's coming. I think our final war, and then you may think I'm crazy. I think all this shit that's playing out right now is all going to be a walk in the park. I think we're going to get to a nuclear standoff. I think it's going to get scary, but I think ultimately our final war could be with AI. I'm being serious. And I could see it being just like almost like Terminator. Maybe not Arnold Schwarzenegger, but maybe, I don't know. A group of OpenAI insiders is blowing the whistle on what they say is a culture and recklessness of and secrecy at the San Francisco Artificial Intelligence Community Company, which is racing to build the most powerful AI systems ever created. The group, which includes 9 current and former OpenAI employees, have rallied in recent days around shared concerns that the company has not done enough to prevent AI systems from becoming dangerous. Really? You think? I already think it's beyond anything we could ever imagine. I actually think sometimes, if you buy onto the simulation theory, that we may already be under AI control and always have been. How do we know that our reality is not a simulation from AI? How do you know you're not an avatar and you're like your real self is like playing a video game somewhere like on PlayStation, you know? The members say OpenAI, which started at nonprofit research lab and burst into public view with the 2022 release of ChatGPT, is putting a priority on profits and growth as it tries to build artificial general intelligence, or AGI, the industry term for a computer program capable of doing anything a human can. Boy, they also claim the OpenAI has used hardball tactics to prevent workers from voicing their concerns about the technology, including restrictive non-disparagement agreements that departing employees were asked to sign. OpenAI is really excited about building AGI, and they are recklessly racing to be the first there. Damn. It's a race for dominance, folks. A race for dominance. Let's get to some Kanye South news, because Kanye has gone south. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know what you're thinking. But Kanye West, to me, I don't even know who we're looking at now. I'm kind of open to the possibility that it may not be him. I don't know. He has often said that if he comes back in a certain way, it's not him. Damn, that's scary to think about, man. To think about the games they're actually playing at that level. Kanye West has been accused of sexual harassment in a lawsuit brought forward by his former assistant. Lauren Piscota claims that All Falls Down rapper 46, who goes by Ye, sent her a series of lurid messages, or I guess lewd messages, before firing her. So she's mad because she got fired. West hired Piscota in July 2021 when she had a successful OnlyFans profile. Okay, this lady has an OnlyFans profile. Let's just make that clear. Jeez. And they collaborated together on 3 songs in Donda, according to the suit, as reported by TMZ. She described how a year later, Wes asked her to stop using OnlyFans, offered her a $1 million a year salary if she agreed, which she did. Shortly after, the suit alleges, Wes began sending her vulgar text messages, sexual videos, and photos, and would while on the phone to her. This guy needs to take some lessons from Sancho. and he would ask her while he was phone, can you tell what I'm doing? Can you tell what I'm doing? Oh yeah. Oh, can you tell what I'm? Oh. She also claims the rapper was fixated on the penis size of her past boyfriends. You guys believe this stuff? I don't know. She's suing for breach of contract, sexual harassment, wrongful termination, and a hostile work environment. So if he was on the phone and you thought that he was, why didn't you just hang up and end it right there? Why'd you stay on the phone? Did you say anything to him? Were you like, ooh, baby, that sounds so good, but I don't really want to do this. Oh, okay, maybe I do. I don't know. No means yes. Yes means no. Today, no means yes. What's going on? Do you see the games here? So I'd say that movement has been highly weaponized. Highly weaponized, that movement, in my opinion. And a what the fuck news in what the fuck news doubleheader. What the fuck news in what the fuck news. The Northeast U.S. is bracing for an invasion of giant venomous spiders with half-inch long legs that can parachute through the air. Let me read that again. The Northeast U.S. is bracing for an invasion of giant venomous spiders with half-inch long legs that can parachute through the air. How do you like that? As if we don't have enough problems already. And now this one, I feel like this next one, I feel like it was called for. I think this is, I'm kind of on the dad side of this. Dad sucker punches comedian on stage over sexualized joke about his baby's son. You don't make fun of people's sons, man. You don't make fun of people's babies. Especially if it's a sexualized joke. Are you kidding me? Wild video shows a Spanish dad sucker punching a comedian on stage for making a vile sexualized joke about his three-month-old son on social media prior to the show. What do you guys think about that? The comedian Jaime Caravaca was in the middle of his set in Madrid on Monday night when an enraged dad, Alberto Pugilato, abruptly stormed the stage and pummeled him in the head. The onstage violence erupted after Caravaca had responded to a photo that Pugilato, I think I'm saying that right, a right-wing activist, he was a right-wing activist and musician, had posted of his baby over the weekend on X with the caption, "Pride and joy. Nothing and no one can prevent the possibility that this, that he is, when he grows up, he gets tired of sucking black." Wow. So this comedian said, "Nothing and no one can prevent the possibility that he is, when he grows up, he gets tired of sucking black." You know what? Caravaca tweeted back, according to since deleted screenshot being circulated online. Pugilato quickly fired back, "I assure you that you are going to apologize for what you said about my three-month-old son, and you will discover that real life is not Twitter." I'm going to tell you right now, folks, a lot of people just say whatever they want to say on Twitter, whatever they want to say on X. They don't get punched in the face. And that's very hard for someone like me, because everyone can be a keyboard warrior. Everyone's a tough guy behind the interface here. Everyone's tough. Say it to my face. Everything you say on X, say it to my face. I promise you, you won't be walking straight. Seriously, man, I have never seen it the way it is. And this dad that defended his son, I don't blame him. I don't know about you guys. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. But I deal with it too. I'm 46 years old, and I'm still getting messed with on Twitter, on X. Really? And I just have, you know, you, and unfortunately, you have to just sit back and take it. You have to. You just have to be like, well, don't know who this guy is. He doesn't even show his face. Man, talking shit to a 6-belt heavyweight boxer with 25 first-round knockouts, huh? Brave, brave, brave you are. You're really brave. But the comedian did apologize. The comedian later addressed the onstage attack, tweeting that he received what was intended to be a joke was ultimately an unfortunate and not all appropriate comment on my part. My apologies to anyone who feels affected, he said. let's put violence aside and leave a good world for peace, for people to grow up free. Puigalito quickly responded to the post saying he accepted the comedian's apology. I defend freedom of expression in the same way that I defend the right to respond. See, that's another thing. You can have freedom of expression, but guess what? People have a right to respond the way they want. That's also a right, by the way. You don't have a right just to keep putting it in people's face. You do have that right, but you have to know that they also have the right to respond. Okay? So everything you say to someone or push in their face, they can decide to either like it or not like it. That's called America. You either can like it or not. You have a right also to be anything you want. That's fine. But when you put it in someone's face, they have a right to respond. Folks, my morning shows will be in their full glory and rawness on ninoscorner.tv. Promise you that. If you're watching it on YouTube and you're not here live, it's going to be edited. And I probably think my editor has her work cut out for her today. So the morning shows go up on ninoscorner.tv. And folks, get over there. I'm bringing on some big, big guests. And guess what, folks? I'm still going to ask the questions you want to hear. I'm not going to run it just so I can be in good terms with these people. I want to be liked. I don't give a fuck. Okay. All right. Later. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. I bring it and I bring it hard.